Begin the current daven, set the Shavuos daf chafei. Begin 8 lines down at the top of the Yomit. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on this theme of our parak regarding Shavuos bitui, which is taking an oath, enunciating something that a person will do or will not do or did do or didn't do. So the Mishnah qualifies and says that Echad Varm Shal Atzmai, this halach of Shavuos bitui applies whether it's things pertaining to the person himself, Vechad Varm Shal Achem, or whether it's something that pertains to others. As the Mishnah will explain, for example, let's say he says, I will give to another person. Or ve'echad varm shesh ben mamash, or whether it's something that has something of substance, or ve'echad varm she'ein ben mamash, or whether it's something that doesn't have substance, which, as we'll see in the Mishnah, there's two types of ein behem mamash. There's, for example, literally no substance, like sleep, as we mentioned on the top of this amud from the previous daf, or it means that there's no benefit to the person. Like, for example, I'll throw this rock into the sea, which there that also has no substance, not of physical substance, but of figurative substance. So there's two types of that. Now the Mishnah says, Ketzad, how do we have these chidushim? I mean, we understood as the Pasuk is talking about Shavuos bitui for himself, that we know. Lahara, lahetim, that's regarding the person himself. How do we know that it applies to these other categories too? So regards to la'acherim, the Mishnah says, if Amar Shavuos she'etin lishplein, let's say someone says, I swear I'm going to give this to that person. Or for shaloi etin, I'm not going to give it to that person. Or shenasati, that I gave to him, or for shaloi nasati, I didn't give to him. That is the category of la'acherim. Then, like we said, that dorm she'im behem mamish, let's say he says, I swear she'ishin that I slept, or v'shalayish, or that I will sleep, or v'shalayishin that I will not sleep, or she'ishanti that I slept, or v'shalayishan that I did not sleep, that doesn't have substance, still a shavu pertains. And the other category of im behem mamish is that there's no hana, is let's say someone says, I swear she'ezrik tzoraliyam that I'm going to throw this rock into the sea, or v'shalayezrik will I not throw it, or she'ezrakti that I did throw, or v'shalayezrak that I did not throw. That's also all included in the halachas of Shavuos bitui. Shmuel Eimer, he disagrees, and one of the big concepts in Shavuos bitui that we were assuming up until now, he says, "Ein l'chayv el al asad lav." He says the liability of a carbon oil of a yard of Shavuos bitui is only for the future. Like the pasuk says, "Lahar lahetim." He does not hold to this halacha. We were saying a Shavuos shtayim shein arba, that there's two extra ones which we extrapolate that includes also the past of a chalti v'lo chalti. He doesn't hold that there's a liability of a carbon in those cases. Like he says, Shemim, it says in the pasuk of the yikra, "Lahar lahetim," to do bad or to do good. You see their future tense. Those are the two yichayiv for, and not for the past. To which Amalei Rebbe Kiva said to Rebbe Shmuel, "Imkein, if that's the case, that you're being medayik, you're reading the pasuk with precision, that it says laharo lahetiv, that means in the future tense, then says Rebbe Kiva, then take it one step further. Ainli ela dvarm shesh ben arav atava. Then I would only know that even the future tense is only something that's either bad or good. Dvarm she'imem harav atava minayin, something pariv, something that's not bad or good, neutral. How do we know that that's going to be chayav for shvu, which you're agreeing that there is a shvu's biti for the future, as should be precisely like the pasuk says, either bad or good, black or white? Amalai, so that Rabbi Shmuel responded back. He said, I know that, I know meribi akasim, because the pasuk is an inclusive statement that says l'chol ashiyavati, whatever person will enunciate. That means not only black or white, good or bad, but even things that are great. To which Amalei, so Rabbi Kiva said back to him, "Im riba kasel v'kach." If the pasuk is including it for that purpose, then riba kasel v'kach. Then the pasuk is including also for the other things, meaning not only for the future but even for the past. Now, relating to this halacha, the Mishnah of Dvarm she'im behem mamash being chayv by shvuos, the Gemara brings Tarmon on the Braisa that lists this idea. The Braisa says, "Chayma bin nedar mi b'shvuos." There is certain stringency that applies to vows versus oaths. A neder is in the object versus shvuah is generally in the person. And chayma b'shvuos m'medarm, and you also have a shvuah, a stringency we're applying to shvuos versus nedarm, as the Braisa explains. Chayma b'nedarm, the stringency regarding vows, is shanedarm chalom al dvar mitzvah, that a neder takes effect on even a mitzvah item. So for example, let's say someone says, kainim sukkah shani yosef, meaning that this sukkah that I made is going to be forbidden to me based on the neder, or this lulav that I make, it's going to be aser. As the Gemara says in the Dharma of Tezayim Abayz explains why that is, where it's going to be just a kedvar rishus, just like a person can make a piece of bread, say that that's a neder, that's forbidden to me, that piece of bread, so do you do it on the dvar mitzvah, masha enkin b'shvuos, which that doesn't apply, that stringency by oaths, as the Mishnah says, as we learn this later on, the Chav Zayin Medav, from Sukkim, that a person cannot make a shvuah levat less a mitzvah. In contrast, chayim b'shvuos is a stringency that applies to oaths. Shashvuis, as we said in the Mishnah, chalas al davish she'im b'mamish, k'davish yesh b'mamish. An oath can take effect on something that doesn't have substance, like sleep, just like something that has substance, like eating. Masha'en came in the darm, in contrast to a vow, where a neder does not take effect on sleep. Let's say he says, k'inim shani yashin. That doesn't work, because kainim is a terminology of hekdesh. And what will the hekdesh take effect on? It has to take effect on something of substance. In contrast, Rashi points out, if someone would say kainim einai b'shina, that there's a vow on my eyes from having sleep, then it would take effect on the eye. But sleep itself is something that doesn't have substance, and that wouldn't work by a neder. Now the Mishnah said ketzad, when it illustrated the different cases of our Mishnah, in the case of la'acherim, so the Mishnah said, how so? Let's say, Amar Shvuah She'etin Lepleni, he says, I swear I'm going to give to a gift to that person, or V'shlo Etin, or I will not give. That's going to be also Shvuah Bitu, even though it pertains to someone else. So the Gemara clarifies, my Etin, what does it mean when he says, I swear I'm going to give? Ile Mitzadakalani, if he's swearing to give charity to a poor person, how could that be a valid oath? He's already obligated in the oath from Har Sinai, Shnei Melech, it says the Pasuk in Devarim, one of the mitzvahs in the Torah is Nasin Titin Lo, you should surely give to the poor person, and we know Ein Shvuah Chalal Shvuah. So how's it taking effect? Other rather says the Gemara, no, it's Matan Al Asher, it's a gift that he was promising to give or not to give to a wealthy person, with that he's not obligated, and therefore it's going to be a valid Shvuah, again, as we said, even though it's Lachir. So to the Mishnah continuing, it says, for things that Ein Behem Mamish, that have no substance, if he swears She'ishan, I will sleep, or V'shleishan, I will not sleep. So that's an oath that takes effect. And that is the Gemara Ini, is that so? But V'am Rabbi Yechon, he says, O'im Shvur Shle Ishan Gimel Yom. If someone swears, I swear I'm not going to sleep for 3 days straight, Malkan, I say, they give him lashes. Why? Because that's known as a Shvur Shav, it's an oath in vain, because that's not something that's possible. A person cannot survive without sleeping 3 days. So then the moment he took the oath, it already was a false oath. And obviously we see that therefore it's not a Shvur Shbitu, because the Mishnah there teaches that there, Rabbi Yechonon teaches the Yashin Lialter, and we put him to sleep right away. So if you see, you put him to sleep right away, you see that that's not an oath that he's obligated to keep, and that is, he would be violating if, let's say, he would sleep or he wouldn't sleep. So how are you saying that if he swears, I'm not going to sleep, that he's obligated in that oath? We say that's a Shvur Shav. So how can you say that's a Shvur Bitui? In other words, that is a valid oath that he should have to keep. Says the Gemara, simply Hasad Amma Gimel. There's what he said, I'm not going to sleep for 3 days. That's impossible. That's not a Shavuos Bitur. That's something that's already in vain. It's like saying a man is a woman. Contrast, he didn't say for 3 days, and therefore we assume it to mean less than 3 days, and that if he swears, I'm not going to sleep, he has to not sleep, and if he does, then he violates the Shavuos Bitur. Mishnah then continued on to the other category of Imam Mamish, which is that there's no hanah, there's no benefits, inconsequential. Where he says, She'ezrik to Eliyam, he says, I swear I will throw the rock into the sea, or B'shaloy Ezrik, or not throw, either way, still that's a valid Shavuos Bitur, even though it's inconsequential. The Gemara says, Itmar, a case that relates to the case of our Mishnah about throwing a rock into the sea. So the following wording, someone says, Shvua She'ezrik Plenin to Eliyam. Someone says, I swear that person threw a rock into the water. I was with Chaim then, and I swear that he threw a rock into the water. Or B'shaloy Ezrik, or I swear he did not throw it. So this machlig is Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amachayv says he's liable for that oath. Shmuel Amapati says he's exempt. What's the machlig? He explains the Gemara. Rav Amachayv says he's liable because Isa B'Lavahen. As we said in the previous stuff, and what's important criterion is, an oath has to be that in yes and in no. So yeah, you could take an oath that the guy did throw or he didn't throw. Either way is a valid oath. And therefore, if someone was lying, let's say when he made that oath, he's going to be chayv. But Shmuel Amapati says he's going to be exempt. Why? Because there's another criterion. Lesa bilahaba. It cannot be in the future tense. You cannot swear, I swear that Chaim will throw or will not throw in the rock. That's not a Shavuos Bitur. That's a Shavuos Shav. That's an oath in vain. Because you don't control that person to say if he's going to throw or not. He has free will. And therefore, since you can't swear in the future, therefore even you're swearing in the past, which is bilavahen, but it has to have bilavahen and lahaba. And since it's not balaba, so therefore it's not going to be a valid oath. So that's the machlikas Rav and Shmuel regarding is it enough to have la vehen, or do you also have to have, not only that, but that, like the pasuk says, lahar lehetav, does it also have to be, like, and that's where we learn la vehen from, lahar lehetav, has to be either one, could be yes or no. So two, since it's saying the future tense, does it also have to be possible, like Shmuel saying the future tense, or no, like Rav saying no. It has to be yes or no, but if it's the future, or past and past. But since here we're talking about past, it doesn't have to be in the future. So the Gemara says, "Lema b'plukta Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Kiva k'mifkli." Let's say they're disagreeing. The machlekes that we have in our Mishnah between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, they're not, because we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel, I mean, he says, "Ein chayv ela lasad lava." He says a person only liable in the Shavuos Bitur, a carbon el biyared, only regarding the future tense. Shenem alahar lehetav, because it says in the future to do bad or to do good. To which Amr Rebbe Kiva said to him, wait a second, if that's the case, I would only know things which have bad or good. How would you know, he asked Rabbi Shmuel, things which are not bad or good, they're just neutral. Amalai, Rabbi Shmuel said to him, Rebek Kasim, because the Pasuk has inclusive words of L'chol Sheyavate, and therefore that includes even things that are neutral. To which Amalai, Rabbi Kiva said to him, wait a second, and Rebek Kasim V'kach, then you're adding on to the literal translation of the Pasuk, not just bad or good, also things that are neutral. So Rebek Kasim V'kach, so the Pasuk is also including things that not only specifically for future, but even Ra or Tav in the past. That's their Machlekes. Says the Gemara, similarly, that's a machlek is Rav and Shmuel. Why? Rav, Domek, Rebbe Kiva. Rav's like Rebbe Kiva, who says that one is liable for an oath of the past. Which, that's what Rav's coming to say. Someone swears something regarding in the past. He did throw, he did not throw. Past is good enough. Whereas the Shmuel, Domek, Rebbe Shmuel, but Shmuel's like Rebbe Shmuel, who says, no, the liability is only for the future. That's what Rebbe Shmuel is saying. It's only for the future. And Shmuel's also saying this. Shmuel's saying, yeah, I don't care that you're saying that he threw the rock, or he didn't throw the rock, that's not valid. It has to be only in the future. Now, Tosafot points out, what do you mean? The Gemara just said before, the reason that Shmuel wasn't because it only has to be in the future, it just has to also be able to be in the future. Which Tosafot says that no, the previous Gemara's explanation was not from the words of Shmuel itself. It was the Gemara explaining his opinion, which the Gemara does that many times throughout Shas. But it just, all Shmuel says is that the person is going to be Potter. Now, in this interpretation, the Gemara is assuming because that's like Rabbi Shmuel, who says, yeah, because what was in the past is not valid, has to be in the future only. So the Gemara says, no. Alib de Rabbi Shmuel kulam leplegi. You're right, according to Rabbi Shmuel, no one's going to disagree. In other words, everyone agrees that Rav is going to be totally in the machlokes tanoim, because Rav is not going to say in the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, in the case we're describing that it disagrees with Shmuel, that you're going to be chayv. And therefore, there's no machlokes Rav and Shmuel according to Rabbi Shmuel, as the Gemara explains. Because Hashtem Milsa the Issa Balabo, because even regards to a case that there is a feasibility of swearing in the future tense, still, Loi Mechai B'la Rabbi Shmuel L'Sha'avar, still Rabbi Shmuel would not hold a person liable if he makes that oath in the past tense. I mean, even though you could make it L'Haba, but if you're only swearing in the past, Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you can't be Chayv unless you make it in the future. So Milsa the Lesa B'la'abo Meboi, so something that you can't even have a future tense oath in that context, for sure you're not going to be Chayv if you're making that in the past. So, Rav is definitely not like Rabbi Shmuel. But says the Gemara, Ki pligi aliv de Rabbi Kiva. Actually, their whole machlik is in the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. In other words, in his opinion, that's where we have their machlik is. And what that means to say is that Shmuel doesn't have to be like one Tana versus another Tana. That Shmuel could even have been saying in Rabbi Kiva that you're going to be Potter, and for sure, according to Rabbi Shmuel, which we said according to everyone, you're going to be Potter. Why? Because the Gemara explains. Rav Rebbe Kiva. So Rav could be like Rebbe Kiva because Rav is saying that you're liable for making an oath in the past, just like Rebbe Kiva says there is a liability for making a Shavuah, like we were always saying, Shavuah Shtayim Shen Arba, which includes even the past tense. But a Shmuel Amar, he says, no, he qualifies. He says, no. Ad kam lo mechayev Rebbe Kiva hasam l'shavuah. Where do we find the Mishnah Rebbe Kiva says that, yeah, one is liable for an oath in the past? That's Ela Milsa de Isa Blaba. That's only something that, but you could technically make such an oath in the future tense. That's where Mechayev Rebbe Kiva l'shavuah. That's where he holds that you Mechayev in the past tense. Avamid de Lesa Blaba, but something that you cannot make a future tense type of oath, like in the case we're describing. I can't swear he will throw, he will not throw. That's not up to my control. And therefore, it says Shmuel that Rabbi Kiva would agree in that case, even if he swears in the past tense that he did throw or he didn't throw, you're also going to be exempt. So that's not the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel in the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah. So the Gemara seeks a different Lema Bepukta. Let's say the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is the Gittin Tamid Beis in the Machlekes of Rabbi Hudman Mesera, Rabban the Kimifuki. That, in that Machlekes Tanoim, that's what they're disagreeing about. Because if not, we learn the Mishnah later on, Chav Zayin and Aleph, that says, Nishba Levat Lesa Mitzvah. Someone swears, I'm going to violate this Mitzvah. Amberloi Bitl, and he doesn't violate it. So Pati's exempt. Although he swore that he's going to, and he didn't do what he swore, he's exempt because that's not a valid oath at all when someone is Nishba Levat Lesa Mitzvah. Let's say he swears L'Kaim Lesa Mitzvah. I swear I'm going to do that Mitzvah. For Loi Kaim, he doesn't fulfill that Mitzvah. There too, says the Tanakama, say the Chacham, that Pati's still going to be exempt. Which the Tanakhama says, because Shehoyi Bedin, because it actually would be logical to say, Sheyei Chayv, that actually in that case he would be liable, Kedir Rebbe Yehuda ben Maaseira, like Rebbe Yehuda ben Maaseira, which as we're shortly going to see, that this is in regards to the case that when he swears to fulfill the mitzvah, you have a machlikas Rebbe Yehuda ben Maaseira and the Chachamim, not on the case of when he swears not to fulfill. There everyone agrees in Mipater. But on that case, you would think that maybe you'd be Chayv when you're swearing to fulfill and you don't fulfill. Because the Amr Bihudim Miseri, he says the following logic. He says, Uma im harishos, if regarding something that's a voluntary act, she'ena mushbo la mahar sinai, that you're not even sworn and obligated to do that act from Har Sinai. Still, harayu chayev alav, you swear you're going to do it, you're obligated to do it, and if you don't, you're liable for that carbon. So says Rebbe Meseir, mitzvahs, regards to an obligated thing, an obligated mitzvah, let's say to take lulav on sukkahs. Shemushbo lem har sinai, where you're already sworn from har sinai to do it, and then someone swears, I will do it, ain't din shei chayev alav, isn't it logical to say that for sure you're going to be liable when you swear to go ahead and fulfill that shavua? So that's the machlokes, that's what Rebbe Yehuda ben Meseir's logic was. Which Amrulai, the Chamasetim, Lai, no. Im Amarta Bishvuas Rishos, only if you're saying when he takes an oath to do a voluntary act. And the reason why over there a person's chayiv, if he doesn't fulfill it, is Shekin Asabalaf Kehen. Because there, the no is the same as the yes, where you could swear just as much as say, I'm going to eat this piece of bread or not. If it's not Shabbos, you don't have an obligation, it could work either way. In contrast, Tem Bishvuas Mitzvah, say the Chamat Rebid Meseirim, in regards to an oath of a mitzvah, Shekin Lai Asabalaf Kehen. Their swearing no is not the same as swearing yes. Because by a mitzvah, yes, you could swear yes to do it, but you cannot swear not. Because everyone agrees you can't swear not to do a mitzvah, lavatla is a mitzvah. And therefore they say, since it's not valid to swear that you're not going to do it, so therefore it's not valid either, even if you swear yes to do it. And then you're going to be pati, even if you swore to fulfill. That's Malchikas Rebidim Meseirim the Chacham. Says the Gemara, name a Rav to Amar Kribi Yehudim Meseira. So similarly, Rav is like Yehudim Meseira, who says that you don't need to have the thing and its opposite. In other words, Yehudim Meseira says, you don't need to. Yeah, you're going to be chayv if you swear to fulfill the mitzvah, even though you can't make an oath not to do the mitzvah. So you say you don't need the thing and its opposite. So to Rav is saying, okay, this oath of swearing regarding the guy through the rock or not, you're right, it's not the same thing in the future too. You can't swear if he's going to do it or not, but you don't need the thing and its opposite. Where's a Shmuel? Shmuel's like Rabban, says, no, you need to have Dava V'Yifuchai. This, yes and no, past and future. And that's why Shmuel says, since you can't in the future, and therefore you're going to be exempt. Which is like Rabban. And that says the Gemara, no. Alibu de Yeridim Meseira Kulam Leplegi. No one's disagreeing in the opinion of Yeridim Meseira. In other words, Shmuel is definitely going to be contingent in Machlegis Tanoim, because you cannot entertain to say that Shmuel, who says you're going to be Potter, in the case we described in Amud Aleph, is going to hold that in the opinion of Yehudim and Meseir. Why? Because of Hashta La Vehein, because of even regards to what says explicitly in the Torah, Lahara or Lehetiv, which sounds like it has to be possible to say I'm going to eat or not, which is no or yes, Loi Boy, Yehudim and Meseir does not need to have both. No, you could have one and not the other, which is like by Dvar Mitzvah. You could swear to do the Mitzvah, but you can't swear not to do the Mitzvah, and he holds that's a valid oath. So La Bo, Lesha Aver, so regarding future and past, which is not explicit in the Torah, there for sure, Bayu, do you think that Rebbe Yehuda Meseir would require that? Obviously not. And then for Shmuel, who says that you're Pater because it can't be Labo, it's for sure not like Rebbe Yehuda Meseir. Kipli Yalib Rabbanan. But their Machlokes is in the opinion of the Rabbanan. And that's where we could say that even according to, that Rav could even be, even according to the opinion of the Rabbanan. And that is, we don't have to say that the opinion of Rav is totally the Machlokes Tanoim. And wherever the Gemara says such a terminology, this is how they hold. Which is, says the Gemara, Shmuel Kirabanan. Shmuel says that you may potter regarding something that you cannot swear regarding the future. I can't swear if this guy's going to throw a rock or not. It's like Rabbanan, who say that, yeah, if you can't have something, Dava V'Yifuchai, so then, like he says, you need to have La V'Hen, so it's not going to be valid oath. In contrast, V'Rav, he qualifies and he says, wait, Kila Mechayev Rabbanan, where do we find the Rabbanan saying that you're not Chayev? Is B'La V'Hen. It's only by yes and no, good and bad. Because the chsiv lahara lahit behedya, there the Torah says explicitly it has to be possible to be in good or bad. Avlabo l'sha'ava, but regarding future and past, demiribui dekroi asu, that's only learned out from a ribui in the pasuk. There's even the mandama who disagrees in that. But we include it from a ribui, like we say, shtaim shein arba, the two that's written is only laba. L'sha'ava is written is only extrapolated from the Torah. There, even though it's not possible to have from one to the other, to have, let's say, in the past, to have future, or future to the past, there, the Rabbanu would agree that you're going to be chayv, you don't have to be able to have, in that context, dava v'fucha, and therefore, Rav could even be like the Rabbanu. So therefore, we didn't find that their machlik is a machlik is tanoim. On that, the Gemara now asks on the opinions. Masav Rav Abnuna. Rav Abnuna asks on Shmuel, from a mission later on of Chavtes Mabez. Again, Shmuel's opinion is that one has to be able to have the oath in the past, even though it could be Valavahen, also have to be that you can make the oath in the future, which he says, Yipat, in the case of that guy threw the rock or didn't, because you cannot make such an oath in the future. The mission later on that says on the Chavtes Mabez, someone says, I swear, Lo Yechalti Hayim. Actually, no, the person in Tzwi says, I didn't eat today. Or, V'loy nachti tefillin, I didn't put on tefillin today. And the other guy says, what, you didn't? Mashpeach ano, I want you to swear to me that what you're saying is true. V'amar amen, he says, yes. And turns out that he was lying. He really did put on tefillin that day, or he really did eat that day. So Chayiv says he's going to be liable for that Shavuos Bitur that he said falsely. Now, on that, as the Gemara, Bishlem Aleichalta, we understand in the case, and these are all past tense, we understand the case of when he says, I swear that I didn't eat, that according to Shmuel, we understand why you're going to be chayiv on the Shavuos Bitur, because Issa B'la Eichel. It's also possible to be in the future tense and saying, I swear that I'm not going to eat. Elaloi Hanachti, but in the case of where he says, I swear I did not put on tefillin, mi Issa B'la Eniach, is that possible in the future tense of I swear I'm not going to put on tefillin in the Shavuos Bitur? But that's what's known as Shnishba Levatla as a mitzvah. That's swearing to void a mitzvah, which we said before, everyone agrees that you can be potter over there. So it's not possible abba. So how's it possible in the other to be chayiv? So that says the Gemara, who might have loved whom of Arkler of Nuna, who asked the question, he gave the answer. And he says, let's start in Gitani, that the Mishnah there is on sides, meaning there are different halachas for the different cases. Lo yechalti, in the case of when the guy's chayiv for the Shavuos Bitur, when he says, I did not eat, that's le carbon, because since it's possible in the future, so you can be chayiv a carbon el viyarit. Lo hinachti le malchus, in the case of saying, I didn't put on tefillin, you're right, it's not possible to say, I will not put on tefillin. So there be not chayiv a carbon. Rabbi Shmuel's halacha was only regarding that to be chayiv a carbon el viyarit when you do it by mistake, that's what has to be possible lahaba. But regarding when you do it deliberately to get lashes, that's even if you don't have it, lahaba. So the Gemara continues asking on Shmuel, Masav Rav. He asked from a Mishnah later on the Chav Testament Aleph. The Mishnah says, Izuhi Shvur Shav. What's considered an oath in vain? So, Nishba Lashanis as Yadu L'Adam. If someone swears to change something which is obvious to a person that's not like that. For example, Va'amar al Omachal Evan, he says regarding a pillar of stone, Shuhu Bema complaining that's in that place, Shvur Shal Zav, that's really of gold. Everyone sees it's stone, he's saying it's gold. Now, Vama Ula Ula explains that Allah, he says, V'hushe nikol legim le adam, that's only if it was recognizable to at least three people who already know that that pillar is stone. So if it's stone, and three people know that it's stone, so when this guy is lying, it's an oath in vain, because something three people already know, that means everyone knows. Three people know, everyone ends up hearing about it. So it's like a known thing that it's not, so it's not even a lie, it's just in vain. That's the Allah. Says the Gemara, time of the nicker. Sounds like the reason is because it's recognizable. Holy nicker. But if let's say people didn't know, he knows that that's really made out of rock. But no one else knows. And he's saying, yeah, I swear that place, it's out of gold. So it sounds like if it's not recognizable, even mishum shvuz bitri, then it's not shvuz shav. Then, obviously he's lying, but then it's going to be because of a shvuz bitri. Vamai, bawai. This is something of the past. I mean, he's swearing about something that was. I mean, this pillar is a constant thing. It's something was. He's saying that it's gold and really it's rock. But Shmuel says you have to be able to say it in the future tense. You can't say, I swear that this rock pillar will be gold. That's not possible. So how is it, how yichayv shvuz bita and lisha avar if it's not possible? Laba. Says the Gemara, who might have loved, who mafarakla? So Rav had asked this question on Shmuel and he gave the answer too. Nikr, what the halacha in that Mishnah was talking about, if it's recognizable by three people already, so that's like the Mishnah says, Eiv Mishnah Mishvur Shav. So he violates what's called an oath in vain. Loi Nikr, when it says if it's not recognizable, then it's not Shvur Shav, but it's neither Shvur Zbita either, because you're right, it's not possible above. But Eiv Mishnah Mishvur Sheker, he's violating a false oath. It's not in vain because people don't know about it, but the moment he says it, it's false, and that's what he's going to be chayva, not a Shvur Zbita, but a Shvur Sheker. But Shavuos Bitur, you're right, that's only if it's possible for the future. Now, Amabai, he qualifies regarding this Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, and he says, Umayde Rav. Rav agrees that although we had said that he holds that you don't need to have that it should be in the future and the past, but, as we said before, everyone agrees that it has to be able to be La Vehen. It has to be yes or no. So therefore, the following case, which is an added chiddush of Abaye in this halacha, he says the Rav would agree, if someone tells his friend, Shvua shani yoidei alocha edus, I swear that I know testimony for you. Now, it turns out he actually does not know any testimony from him, but he swore that he does. Says Abaye, Rav would agree in that case, the potter, that he would be exempt from that false Shvua's bitur. Why? Because it's possible in the hen, which is the yes, that I do know, but it's not possible that oath in the no. Why? Says Abaya, Hoil v'les b'chlal she'eni yedei alucha edus, because it's not a qualified shvuz bitui to say, I swear I don't know edus for you. Why? Because when a person swears, I don't know testimony for you, that's not a shvuz bitui that the Torah makes you liable for, which would be, let's say, even if you make such an oath out of court, that oath is called in the Torah a shvuz ha'edus. I swear that I don't know testimony for you. That's only in court and if you're fit to testify. So that wording is not a shvuz bitui anymore, it's a shvuz ha'edus. So since in the lav it's not a shvuz bitui, although it's a valid oath, but not a shvuz bitui, the shvuz edus. So then in the future tense too, which seemingly that's also a regular valid shvuz bitui, it's not going to be because that will also be considered that it's not hen v'lav. Now continues Abaya, let's say someone swears, yedati, I did know testimony for you, or v'lo yedati, or I did not know testimony for you. So that's actually the same machlekes Rav and Shmuel that we mentioned, where, yeah, everyone agrees that in that case you could have la v'hen, but you can't say in the future tense. Because let's say in the case when he says, I will not know, which you're swearing to nullify a mitzvah, that's not something that is possible l'haba. So again, according to Rabbi, you don't need l'haba, so therefore you'd be chayim. According to Shmuel, you do need l'haba, you would be pater. So too, if someone swears ha'adati v'lo ya'adati, also in the past tense, but a little bit different, not that like in the previous case where he says, I did know, I didn't know, he says, I testified or I did not testify, which turns out he lied, that's also the same machlok as Rav and Shmuel, where since you can't say, I will testify, I will not testify, that's not going to be a valid to say, I will not testify. So therefore, that's the same thing over here as machlok as Rav and Shmuel. Now, the Gemara asks a general question. Bishlem l'Shmuel. We understand according to Shmuel, the Amma that he says, Milsa de lesa blabo, he said, as we've been explaining his opinion up until now, that something which cannot be in the future, so such a type of shvuz bitui cannot be liable for a person even in the past tense. So says the Gemara, lahachi afkarachmon l'shvuz edus mechlal shvuz bitui. That's what the Torah had to say in explicit parash on the Torah, even though it's giving the same carbon as a shvuz bitui, if you swore falsely, to call something called a shvuz edus, a false oath regarding testimony, and didn't include it in the general category of shvuz bitui, because had the Torah not written explicitly the halach of shvuz edus, we would not have learned it out from the shvuz bitui, because it's not possible to say it in the future. You can't swear, I will not know. You can't make such an oath, because that would be nishbal avat l'zimitzah, or it's something that you don't know yet. So you can't make it in the future tense. So it wouldn't be valid as shvuz bitui to say that I did not know, or I don't know testimony for you. So that's why we have to make a new halacha, a shvuz edus. But according to Rav, for what halachic purpose did the Torah go ahead and remove shvuz edus and make a new halacha out of it in the Torah, out of the general category of shvuz bitui, if it has the same exact carbon, but it's the same thing as the shvuz bitui? You're swearing about something falsely, just happens to be about testimony. And according to Rav, he's not introducing any new chiddush because shvuz bitui also doesn't have to be l'haba. So the Gemara says, Amru Rabban Kameid Abaya, so the rabbi said in front of Abaya, the reason why the Torah mentioned the Nuhalocha Shvuz Edis was L'chiyuv Eler Tarti, was actually to make a person liable for two violations. And that is, if a person is fit to say testimony, and he denies in court that he knows testimony, he's liable for two. One because the Shvuz Edis, and one because Shvuz Bita. That's what the Torah mentioned separately. So Shamalahu Abaya said to them, no, Tarti L'mitziz Amritu, you cannot say that a person would be liable for saying for swearing falsely regarding testimony, there's Mechayev for two. Why? Because the Tanya Linda Bryce, the Pasim Yikr, which in that context over there, when it talks about Oyla B'Yorid, which it talks about Yidiyas Atum, as we mentioned, which it talks about Shavuz Bitui, which it talks about Shavuz Eidis, so it says over there, Kiyashim, if a person will be liable la'achas me'ila for one of these halachas that we mentioned, which there's a few halachas that have a carbon oil of a yard, that then if you violate it, you're going to have to bring a carbon oil of a yard, which again, depending on how much money you have, you bring an animal or a bird or a flower offering. Now says Abaya, the Brisa says, la'achas atem chayvay, for only one of these things, meaning each one of these things, you're only liable for one. But v'yat mechayev v'shtam, you cannot be liable for two, and therefore shvuz ha'edus cannot be chayev for shvuz ha'edus and for shvuz bitui too. So therefore, that cannot be the reason why the Torah mentions specifically and by itself shvuz ha'edus. So the Gemara asks, so l'bayil l'may hilchas afkarechman. So therefore, he rejects the answer of the Rabbanan who were trying to answer for Rav's opinion. So for what halachic purpose then, according to Rav, did the Torah mention explicitly shvuz ha'edus if it's already included in shvuz bitui? So the Gemara look at the Tanya, like learn the Brisa. But Kulan, regarding all those things written there in the Psukim over there regarding being liable carbon oil b'yarit, like we said, Shavuos Bitui, Tumas Mekadosh HaKadoshav, Nema V'Nelem, it says by them, and that he had a lapse of awareness, which means a Shaygik. V'Kan, in contrast, here by Shavuos Ha'edis, when the person swears, I don't know testimony, Loi Nema V'Nelem, doesn't say that it was a lapse of awareness, that he was unaware. What that teaches you, says the Braisa, l'chayev al amezid k'shoigig. Generally, a carbon is only liable when you do it by mistake. There are a few exceptions. One of them is Shavuos Eidus, where even if he did it deliberately, he knew he was lying, and he swears he's going to be chayev a carbon oila b'yeri, that you know from the fact that it doesn't say v'nelam. That's why the Torah mentions it separately, because or else it would be just like Shavuos Bita, which is only when you had halama. We said it separately to say you can be chayev even when you do it b'mezid. Now, on that, Amalei Rabban Labai, they asked Habayim, but still, Ema say b'mezid when someone does deliberately. He swears deliberately, falsely, he knows testimony, but he says, I swear I don't know. Where, yeah, there it doesn't apply for Shavuos Bitui. So maybe say over there is Mechayev Chada. That's where the person can be liable only one because of the Eidus, that he's swearing falsely. B'shoigig, but when he does it by mistake, with there you could say he's liable because of Shavuos Bitui too, Mechayev Tarti, maybe there is Chayev too, for Shavuos Bitui and Shavuos Eidus. But I said to them, no, lav hain in the amri, didn't I, is what I already told you, that explicitly Torah excludes from the ability of being liable for two, because it says la'achas for one, which is achas at mechayv, you can only be liable for one, v'at mechayv shtayim, you cannot be liable for two, and therefore, says Abaye, it must have been talking about the case of b'shoigig that we were excluding from the liability of two, not like you who you want to ask me that by, maybe only by mezid you have one, but b'shoigig maybe two, says Abaye, no, because v'i b'mezid, if we'd be talking about the case of deliberate, me ikatarti, is there even two liabilities to exclude, but there is no chayiv, there's no chiv on Shavuos Bitui when you do it deliberately, must have been excluding of two when you did a b'shoigig, when you think that you could have two, and it's saying it's only one, and therefore it's only possible to be one, and therefore that's the reason why it mentions Shavuos Eidus separately, according to Rav, says Abaye, is to tell you that l'chayiv al amezik b'shoigig by Shavuos Eidus in contrast to a regular Shavuos Bitui. Rav Amar, he gives a different approach. He says, actually, you do not need to exclude Shavuos Eidus from having two violations from the word la'achas. Because when it says la'achas to exclude from two liabilities, says Rava, that was not going on the case of when you could have Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos Bitui in one. Rather, it's going on Shavuos Bitui itself. How so? Well, how could you be liable on two chiyuvim on one Shavuos Bitui? That would be, for example, let's say someone says, I swear I'm not going to eat. And then he eats wheat bread and barley bread and spelt bread. That case is what the Bryce is teaching from the word la'achas, that you only be liable on one. That's where it's coming to say. But says Rav, regarding a case of Eidus and Bitui, that you don't need a miut. Why? Because the halacha of Eidus, as we had asked this as a question, was davar shebichlal. It was something that was already included in the general category of Shavuos Bitui. V'yatza, and then it went out on its own to say its own halacha, which is lead them b'devar ha-chadish, to judge and educate as a whole new category, which is, what's the new category of Shavuos Eidus? That it has to be specifically something that is fit to say testimony and in court. So therefore, in l'chabah, el chadush b'vad, therefore you only have its novelty by itself, which means say it only has its halach of Shavuos Eidus and not Shavuos Bitui, because this one, the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Drash B'hen, in the Brayse of Rabbi Shmuel, when you say Rabbi Shmuel Aime, is davish shebichlal, v'yitz lidin deva chadosh, that in l'chabah el chadushe only has its novelty. That is why it's only mechayev one. Because it went out and said its own new halacha, that it has to be ruin leheyed and in bezdin. So that's why it's only one. The fact la'achas, that's for something else, that's a Shavuos Bitui, when you would think maybe mechayev two on, or three on the pas chitin, pas sa'arim, pas kismin, they would say only mechayev one. Now, the Gemara asks, now, mechlal da abaya, from this teretz of Rav, the Gemara now asks on abaya. The inference is that Abaya, that needs a pasuk to exclude, by the case of Eidus, from having Eidus b'chayiv on Eidus and on Bitui, that the inference is that Savar, that Isa l'shvua, that he holds that the shvuas of Bitui is ba'olam. It's there. In other words, when someone says, I don't know, I swear I don't know testimony for you. The reason why, according to Abaya, that you're not chayiv on two, as Abaya said, is only because of the miut, that says, oh, it says la'achas, that you're not going to be chayiv on two. But it sounds like that essentially it's really there. Now, the difference would be in the case of, let's say, when it's only applicable to be chayv on the Bitui and not on Eidus. How so? Let's say the person who's saying, I swear I don't know testimony for you, is puzzled for Eidus. Or he's not in court. Where there you can't exclude it because of la'achas, because you're not, there's no chiv of Shavuos Eidus over there, and therefore it's only going to be one liability because you're not chayv of Eidus. Maybe then you can be chayv on Shavuos Bitui. The problem with that is, as the Gemara of Abaye, Abaye said, as we taught before, that Moed de Rav, he said, Rav agrees, but when a person says to his friend, Shvua shani yidei l'cha edus, I swear that I know testimony for you. V'shtakeach d'lo yodale, and it turns out that he does not know testimony. Rav said that the potter, you're exempt.
Why?
Is hoil v'lesa, since it's not applicable to be in the other half of it as a shvuas biti, because as we said, that's going to be a shvuas ha'edis, be'eni de'elocha ha'edis. In the love of that is going to be that when I don't know testimony for you, that's a shvuas ha'edis, not that it's not a shvuas biti. On that, the Gemara asks, but if what we just said in the Diuk of Abaye's opinion is true, but it is possible to be even by any day alucha edus, that is going to be a shvuas biti, not a shvuas edus, when he's possible or when it's not in Bezdin. So why is he saying in that case, Rav would agree that you're going to be potter, seemingly you should be chayim, as a shvuas biti, when you say that I did know testimony, because even when you say I did not know testimony, that could also be a shvuas biti, when... because it's only excluded of being a shvuas biti of la'achas. But in the case when it's going to be achas, not two, when it's not going to be shvuas edus, when you're pasul, or when it's out of bezin, then it's only going to be one, which is shvuas biti. So then you should be chayv. So the Gemara says, you're right, hod debe abaye mahi, you're right, abaye retracted from the halacha, you're right. In the case of when someone says to his friend, I swear that I know for you testimony, and it turns out that he did not know, he's actually going to be chayv, because it actually is, by la vehen, because you could say that I don't know testimony and it's going to be shvuas biti, not a shvuas edus, as we said, either by apostle lehayin or out of bezdin. Or if you want, you could say that no, it's not that anyone has to retract from halacha that they said, but as the ketan tam of chavav man aleph, chadim and I rab papa amri. One of these two statements was not Abaye, rather rab papa, because as Tais explains that rab papa was the Rosh Hashiva after Abaye and Rav, as obvious other places in Shas, and the students didn't know who said it was rab papa or was in the name of his teacher Abaye, so they had said the name of Abaye, but turns out it wasn't really Abaye. So yeah, although these two halachas contradict each other, either that it's Abaye retracted from the first halacha, or that it wasn't Abaye, but one of these statements was said by rab papa.